Chadwick Stokes. Applaus, Applaus, Applaus. Und sein schönes Stückchen Adelaide. Und der Mann aus den Vereinigten Staaten, den man auch von Dispatch oder State Radio kennen könnte, der steht jetzt bei mir im Studio. Welcome, Chad.
Thank you. Dankeschön.
Wie geht's? How are you doing? Everything all right?
Yeah, man.
Cool. Where are you coming from today?
We are coming from Munster.
Oh, okay. So how was that? Did you play a show there?
Yeah, Gleist 22.
Okay, cool.
It was wonderful.
Yeah. It's a nice town there.
It is.
Many students, university city.
Yep.
Yeah, cool. Congratulations on your second LP, The Horse Comanche, which has been produced and recorded in Chicago this time.
Yeah.
With the Iron and Wine people, Sam Beam and Brian Dack, who had previously worked with Modest Mouse and many, many other great bands as well. You were working with those guys. How did you end up with them? How did the thing start? Why did you go to Chicago? It was freezing cold when you worked there, right?
It was 20 below, so it was like you couldn't go out with exposed skin.
Uh-huh.
We sent our demos to Brian because we liked Modest Mouse and the Iron and Wine stuff he had done, and he said, would you mind if Sam Beam co-produced this with me? And I said, I don't mind.
Cool. So those guys found each other before, and then they were like, let's do...
Yeah, they've been looking for a project to team up on.
So yeah.
I was lucky.
Yeah, and from what I've read, it must have been a great vibe in the studio. And it's, I mean, you have to have a lot of trust when you work with people. Again, I mean, you're used to working with other band members,
right?
But working on your solo project and putting trust into somebody else, that's kind of like a schizophrenic thing, isn't it?
It's a different kind of vibe.
Yeah.
But, you know, I really respected both of them.
Yeah.
And so I was coming from that place. And so it works when you trust them.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's funny because I even read that you were discussing your lyrics as well with those guys, which is something that you don't necessarily do when you're working with a producer, right?
Yeah, well, that's where Sam came in, and he'd be like, well, what exactly are you trying to say here?
Good question, right?
Yeah, I'm like, well, I'm not sure.
No, because I've heard, like, there's a German band called Beatsteaks, and Walter Schreifels from New York, he helped them with their lyrics on the last record, and it was exactly the same question he asked, like, what are you trying to say?
Yeah.
And as soon as you know what you're trying to say, you definitely have a new approach, a new perspective on your own lyrics, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
It was helpful.
Cool. And I've found out as well that the songs on the LP are the result of a living room tour that you've done before, including your wife and your kids.
Yeah. We just jumped in the van and went to people's houses.
Yeah, that's cool. Is that a good way to collect song ideas, to get inspired?
Yeah, it's a really good way to test songs out and then kind of get them into shape.
Yeah, it's like road testing, but in the living room.
Yeah, but very casual and conversational.
Yeah, cool. And it must be a little bit similar to busking or something because, I mean... Those guys, if they don't like your songs, they just get up and walk away. Right?
Yeah.
Cool.
It's a little bit like that.
So you would want to do that again?
Yeah. That was really helpful.
Yeah, cool. Now you're touring on your own. Is that kind of sad when you're used to traveling with a group of people? Or does touring alone bother you at all? Or do you always pick a partner in crime to come with
you? Well, my brother's with me, and so I don't really like to tour alone. I like singing with people and I like the team aspect of it. So when we're back in the States, we play with a few others as well we're doing these songs. But since Europe is far away, we brought my whole family over.
Here too?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
And our parents too.
Wow, that's the whole family. Oh, you should have brought them. That would be so cool.
Everyone in.
Let's say hi to the Rumson family.
Yes.
Coming directly from the United States.
From Massachusetts.
Yeah, refugees from Massachusetts. Refugees welcome at Flux FM. Let's listen to another song before we talk a bit more. Oh no, let's listen to you playing the song because we don't have too much time. You got a guitar with you?
Yeah, I do.
Let's check if there's something coming. Yeah, that's good.
And for Willie, he's going to sing a little bit.
Oh, Willie's going to sing too.
He's very tall.
He's a very... Oh, the mic stand. Is it working for Willie still?
Hello,
yes.
Hello.
Just give me one more second.
Yeah, we don't really need to.
Just one more second for the levels. Then I have to record it here. Oh, that's fun. I love those moments of improvisation. Okay. Ready? Steady? Ready. Go. Chadwick Stokes live auf Lux FM. Heute Abend spielt im Monarchen. The whole family's in town. Beware, people.
I like crumbs and chrome headlines, carnivals and canines, boardwalk girls who play nice, cars and air engines, a bridge in its suspension, sun shadow in the east. And I like how your dress looks with that lampshade. People always tell me you're the best friend they ever made. Take me to the commune. We can live with Cat Stevens. He can play the tambourine. Yes, I'd like to live up in a house that lives up in a tree. Only you and me, maybe a kid, maybe three. Maybe from the top you can see that I want you across my hips, fast and low and tight. In the middle of the woods, in the middle of the night, we let the world fall away one kiss at a time. And I like my Mustangs on shot, the car wolves of Cape Cod, the Tiller Man and Big Mud. But not forgotten, the wind catching the caution, so let it all be free. Oh, let's take another unplanned road trip, leave behind New England. Maybe we can find our lefty sister Ingrid, leave the frozen rivers for some place we never see. Yes, I'd like to live up in a house that lives up in a tree. Only you and me. Maybe a kid, maybe three. Maybe from the top you can see that I want you across my hips, fast and low and tight. In the middle of the woods, in the middle of the night, we let the world fall away one kiss at a time. Yes, I
kiss at a time. Stadium applause for the Armstrong Brothers, ladies and gentlemen. Chadwick Stokes und sein Bruder Willie live auf Lux FM. Damn it. What a talented family. I was freaking out right now. What a beautiful song. What a talented family.
Thanks, good drumming.
I'm freaking out.
Yeah, nice to see you.
I'm drumming along because I couldn't resist. Ah, that was beautiful. Now, before you leave, before we give away the last tickets for tonight's show, I gotta talk to you about the activism that you're into as well. You're not only touring and with various bands and with your own solo project, you're trying to meet people from refugee organizations when you tour the world, and you've talked to people who fled their homes in Afghanistan, for example. Mm-hmm. How does all that shape your view on things and your music? And as an activist.
Maybe. Yeah, well, I mean, I think part of being an activist is just trying to understand where other people are coming from and,
sure.
and the life and the stories that they've had to live through. And these stories from the refugees are just incredible, and you just can't imagine the hardship and the tragedy that they've had to walk through in their life. So I think, you know, it always informs me just as far as my own human existence, and to learn those stories is inspiring, and also makes me want to do more for that refugee plight. And so we've been raising money and awareness specifically for the refugee camps outside of Syria,
yeah,
as well as talking to, you know, in different cities, talking to refugees from all over.
Cool. Okay, that's really cool that you do that, and I really think more artists probably should get into that field of work. I was talking to the Dead Presidents a few months ago.
Yeah.
And they invented the term artivist.
Nice.
For
I love those guys.
Yeah. Activism and arts.
Yeah,
you know?
I love those guys.
And I really think that should be mandatory from now on. I don't wanna hear no folks bands singing about their sensitivities no more. Actually, I'm through with that.
Yeah, too much going on.
Yeah. It's 4 o'clock, so we have to play the news. It's been a bit short, but I guess you're gonna come back, right? And you're gonna bring the whole family again. And then we're going to do the reunion thing here live on the radio. That would be cool. Please say hi to your kids, to your wife, to your parents.
Thank you.
Willie, thank you for coming in with your brother. And I hope I'll see you again pretty soon, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So lovely.
Thank you and bye-bye. Achso, Tickets soll ich noch verlosen. Sehr gute Idee. Heute Abend im Monarchen, Chadwick Stokes und sein Bruder mit auf der Bühne. Wer da vorbeigehen möchte, der kann mich jetzt noch ganz schnell anrufen. Unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Now we've made it. We just gave away some tickets. I mean, I had to do that as well. Thank you. Bye-bye. See you next time.
Thank you.